Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Welcome to Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. On Monday through Thursday, we talk apologetics and theology. On Friday, though, we're getting ready for the weekend, so I think it's just time to have a little bit of fun, or at least just talk about whatever's on my mind, right? Just let loose whatever I feel like talking about, we're going to talk about today. And I bet for some of you listening and watching, this is on your mind, especially if you went to college and you had to borrow money to pay for it, and those student loans are looming over your head. We have so many friends who have student loan payments that they still need to make. I am very grateful to my parents. My parents did a good job growing up, maybe a little bit too good of a job, making me alert to danger in the world. And look at me, now I've become a prepper. If you go back to past episodes, you'll see my interests in survival, disasters, always being prepared in the face of danger. They wanted us to be prepared, and not just for like a meteor crashing into the earth or something, but my parents really drilled into me at a young age, don't get into debt. Don't get into debt. Getting into debt is the worst thing you can do. Never, ever, ever get into debt. Maybe take out a mortgage on a home if you can afford it, but do not get into debt. They were super clear about that. And they scared me. They said, if you take out big loans, you'll never be able to pay them off. Your life is going to be miserable. And I'm grateful that they did that. They saved up a modest amount of money to help me with college. Well, I decided to go to a community college for my first 2 years. I went to Scottsdale Community College, home of the Fighting Artichokes. Artie the Artichoke was our mascot. I went there for 2 years. I was able to get a scholarship because, you know, I took advanced placement courses. I was the student body president. I had the requisite part of a high school curriculum vitae to get scholarships to other universities, not full rides, but money. So my guidance counselor said, oh, you've done a lot in high school. We could get you a full ride scholarship to a local community college. And I said, yeah, that would be awesome. And so, I mean, I think it was like, you know, $600 a semester, maybe. But even still, every little bit helps. So I was able, my first 2 years of college, community college, were free. Then I transferred. My parents saved up a little bit of money, and it was enough to get me through the last 2 years at Arizona State University. And then when it came to my master's degrees, two of them were paid for through professional development at work. The other I did just after I graduated college. I saved up my own money for that. I worked a full-time job, 9 to 5 every day. Then at night, I would listen to my classes. This is back in the day, my distance learning for Franciscan University of Steubenville. Before online stuff, they used to send me a binder that was full of CDs, and I put the CD in, and I would listen. Well, I took the CD, the audio from the CDs, and I put them on an iPod Nano, and I would wear it on my shirt sleeve. Remember iPod Nanos, right? That's what I did for those classes. And so I paid for them in cash. I just worked full time. I lived in Kansas. I rented a studio apartment, I think for like $400 a month. And so I just put all my excess funds towards that without having to borrow. I think at the very end, I had to borrow $3,000 to finish the degree. And then I just worked like a madman to get that paid off because I could hear my parents behind me. Don't get into debt. Don't get into debt. And I'm grateful for that because I know people who their student loan debt, it's like these mountains towering over them, this weight on their backs at these monthly payments. And it's just so sad. And here's the thing that really makes me upset is that my generation, we knew this was bad 10, 15, even 20 years ago. We knew that there was a problem and still nothing is being done. Still people are going out and they're taking out $50,000 loans, $100,000 loans, $150,000 loans for liberal arts, for philosophy degrees, for degrees in communication. And then they're going to graduate college and the first job they're going to get is going to pay $35,000 or $40,000 a year. Maybe if they're lucky, maybe only be like $30,000. But let's say it is a $50,000 a year job and you have a $150,000 student loan payment. Congratulations, you have this job. Now you have a mortgage, essentially, It's like a mortgage for like a small home, $150,000, tacked on to all the other expenses that you have. I really fear, I can't get my head around it. I really feel like some people, when they sign up, they think, oh, $150,000, if I make $50,000 a year and I put half of that towards my loan, I'll pay it off in 6 years. I really think some people think that, and they forget about taxes and living expenses and saving for your own future. And it's really disheartening to me. And so, but this episode, I mean, college being a scam, I wouldn't feel that way as much if it wasn't so expensive. If it was free, I would think it would, in many cases, it was more of a waste of time. But what makes me really peeved is that people feel this frustration to go to college, and the scam nature of it leads them into debt, and it's heartbreaking. In fact, I had a crisis of conscience when I was putting together this episode, thinking about college, its worthwhileness, student loans. I had a crisis of conscience because I teach at a college. I am an adjunct professor of apologetics for the online master's degree in philosophy at Holy Apostles College. In fact, I'm the chair of apologetics for that program. And so I was thinking, should I resign? Should I resign and not teach adjunct anymore if I believe that a lot of college leads to heartache for students, leads to debt, and a lot of college is just not worthwhile? And so I really agonized over this. And for now, I'm still going to teach there because I think it's the least bad option. Like when people tell me, how do I get a degree? Where should I go and study? I tell them, well, if you're going to go and get a degree, try to do it spending the least amount of money. Don't accrue debt. And so I am so grateful for the online distance learning programs that I was able to do. Like at the Franciscan University of Steubenville, I think my online master's degrees, distance master's, probably cost, I don't know, $14,000, $15,000. If I was to go to school on campus for 2 years, you have room, you have board, you have the tuition for on-campus learning, I probably would have cost me $50,000 or $60,000. So, and it was affordable. It was affordable for me to be able to do that and to not take out debt. And so if I can provide someone an opportunity to get a degree in a way that they don't have to get debt because it is low cost, because it is flexible, because it's an online program so they can work full-time and do their class at night or on weekends, whenever works for them, I'm still going to do that. But I still consider it the least bad option. Because I just don't like this idea that you have to have a degree. We got to get people to get degrees. When I was in high school, I remember with my group of friends, one of our friends decided to not go to college and he went to work at a department store instead. And my other friends laughed at him. They treated him like he's a dummy or something like that. 10 years later, he became a regional manager. He made a really good salary. And my other friends graduated law school, I think with like $150,000 in debt. And they found jobs in the legal profession. I don't know if they became lawyers or something else, but the best jobs that they could find were paying $50,000 a year. And that was the same as what my friend was making as like a regional manager in this department store chain after, you know, 6 or 7 years starting up and diligently working. So it's like, who's the dummy now, right? And I remember they drilled that into us. You're going to be a loser if you don't go to college. People made fun of me for going to community college. They made fun of me. Like, oh, you're going to go to community college? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with going to community college? A lot of it's the same classes that I would take at Arizona State, but they only cost like $50. It didn't make sense to me. But so I love this book I checked out recently called The Case Against Education: Why the Education System is a Waste of Time and Money by Brian Kaplan. And Kaplan is a college professor. He's a professor of economics. But he says that college, for many people, is a waste of time and a waste of money. Now, why is that? Well, let me ask you a question. Imagine I could just snap my fingers right now and give you one of two things. Which would you rather have? The knowledge you would gain studying for 4, 6, or 8 years at Harvard? Or the degree you would get studying 4, 6, or 8 years at Harvard? Which one would you want? I could snap my fingers and you suddenly have the knowledge, or I could snap my fingers and you would suddenly have the degree? I think for many of you, you would want me to snap my fingers and give you the degree, because the degree is actually more valuable. And that is what's wrong with education today. That's the thesis in Brian Kaplan's book, The Case Against Education, Why the Education System is a Waste of Time and Money. We talk about, like, why do people go to college? It's like, oh, you need to go and learn valuable skills so you can enter the job market and be equipped. But Kaplan argues in The Case Against Education that colleges and universities don't exist to give people skills and knowledge so that they're good at jobs. They exist to show that you're a conformist who's good at following rules, jumping through hoops, and that you are this kind of rule follower, and that you're able to obtain a signaling device. And so employers, because so many people apply for positions, it's easy for them to weed out people in the application process by just saying, okay, you got to have at least a bachelor's degree. I knew somebody who said that in order to hire for a customer service position at a company, you needed a bachelor's degree in communication. You're telling me it takes 4 years to learn how to pick up the phone? That makes no sense at all. But this is, I think these are employers from the previous generation who fewer people went to college. And so those who did go to college, that was a real sign of determination on their part and value. But the problem is, as more and more people go to college, it's not as valuable. One example Kaplan uses is getting a seat at a concert. Like, let's say you're sitting out in a park listening to watching a concert and you want a better view. If you stand up, you can get a better view. But just because if you stand up, you get a better view, it doesn't follow that if everyone stands up, everyone has a better view. Because if suddenly everybody stands up, now nobody has a good view. And the same is true of college. It may be the case for certain individuals, they're better off after having gone to college. But if everybody goes, then it's not the case that everybody is better off. So the problem is that college has become expensive. It's been subsidized by the federal government, and that you have banks that will give $150,000 to an 18-year-old with no reason to think it will be paid back. But they don't care, because there's no risk for the bank, because the government will always bail them out. And who's it going to fall on? That kid who cannot discharge the loan in bankruptcy. And you want to say, well, just change that. Like, well, but what about those who are borrowing the money? At least if you foreclose on a house, or if you fail to pay a home loan or a car loan, the bank can at least salvage that deal by reclaiming the house or the car. Not the whole value, but at least some of it. But you getting an education, none of that can be taken back. There's nothing there. So it kind of makes sense that it can't be discharged in bankruptcy. People can disagree with me about that. That's fine. Now, if it could be discharged in bankruptcy, maybe the banks will be more picky about who they extend loans to. It reminds me of that movie, The Last Starfighter, about a kid who tries to leave his desolate existence in a trailer park. He wants to go to college and he can't go because he didn't qualify for a loan. And then aliens come along and test him with a video game that shows he's the greatest starfighter pilot in the galaxy. And then he goes and he saves this alien race. Great movie. Last Starfighter, classic. You need to watch it. But I remember Last Starfighter because he couldn't go to college because his loan, he didn't qualify. It was not, you know, he didn't get his loan. Ha! Like that would happen today. So Kaplan, in The Case Against Education, he talks about how college is not about giving people skills or knowledge. It's just about giving them degrees to satisfy this game we play where we have to show our degrees in order to get jobs. Not about having the skill, you just have to have the degree, and you signal to an employer you've jumped through these hoops. Here's some of the arguments Kaplan makes as to why this is, that schools are not about teaching people knowledge. It's just about seeing if they will jump through a hoop to get a degree. For example, why do students take easy classes? Did you take an easy class when you were in college? Well, if you were there just to learn, if you wanted to actually learn the material, you would seek out professors who challenged you and were the most rigorous. That way you learned the material. But most students, when they hear a class is easy and they barely have to put in any work and they'll get an A, they'll take that class because it's not about learning. It's about what is the easiest path to get to the degree. Why are employment rates so much higher for people with 4 years of college rather than three? So if you think about it, people with 4 years of college, i.e. a degree, they are much more likely to be employed than someone who dropped out after 3 years. but I thought college gave us the skills for our jobs. Do they save all the important skills for the fourth year? No. It's just having the degree versus not having it. Even if you get 99% of the knowledge in college, if you don't get the degree, you haven't gotten anything to most employers. Why not just go check out the classes online? If you want the knowledge, go sit in the class. Kaplan gives an example. He says that if you went to a professor and said, I don't go to this school, but I love what you teach and I want to learn from you, the professor would probably break down in tears and be grateful you want to actually learn and you're not there just to get the degree. Why do we take classes that have nothing to do with our future jobs? Why? And they're interesting, but if it's to give us skills for these things, why would we do that when we can learn, once again, we can learn that knowledge on our own? And so, you know, people say, well, we want people to be well-rounded. We want them to have well-rounded knowledge. Here's the thing. Telling someone they got to take certain classes doesn't make them a well-rounded person. It just, it incentivizes them to just find easy ways to get through these classes, and it provides excuses to hire people to teach certain subjects that students wouldn't normally take anyways unless they were required to. So at the end of the day, I feel like college a lot of times is a waste of time. You could learn the stuff on your own. You don't need, you waste so much time driving to school. Online is a little better, but you waste time in class having it being delivered when you can just watch the classes online for free. You can read books from the library. If you want to learn from someone, go get a tutor. You can online, you can hire a tutor to help you learn something. It'd be way more efficient than going to a class with a bunch of other people. And it may be cheaper even to do that. But we're told over and over, you got to go to college. Now, oh, by the way, what I say here about college, that I would say it applies, hardly applies at all, if at all, to something like a trade school. Like if you go to a school, these classes are all geared towards you becoming a plumber or carpenter or electrical engineer or something that is a trade I think that those are much more worthwhile. But when you have an amorphous degree, I don't understand why would someone who's 18 spend $25,000 a year figuring out what they want to do in life? Just get a job. And then when you're not working, think about what you want to do in life. Or go and study under someone, apprentice under someone. So what do I think we should do to replace college? And I think with the pandemic and everything that's happened, a lot of colleges are going out of business. And I say good riddance. If they're not serving people, if they're just propping up this game that we all play, I say good riddance. So what should we do instead? Well, I'll tell you this. If somebody wanted to be an apologist at Catholic Answers, I don't hire apologists. But if I was to have someone become an apologist, honestly, the degree is probably one of the last things that I would look at. That's true. Somebody having a master's degree in theology does not tell me whether they are a good apologist. It doesn't. It can be helpful, but I know people who are amazing Catholic apologists who do not have master's degrees. So for me, what I'd want to see is their portfolio. So I think there's two things we could do to get around the problem of degrees and using degrees as signaling devices. We could instead, there should be ways that you could submit a portfolio to an employer to say, here is what I have done with my time. Instead of spending 4 years going to classes, I spent 4 years growing this business. I spent 4 years writing these materials, creating this program, making these videos, multimedia projects. This is what I did in 4 years. This is my portfolio. And that's kind of what I did at Catholic Answers. I submitted a portfolio of what I had done, and that's what tipped the scales to be hired there. So I would say portfolio reviews are showing what you have done to see that you really do know what you're talking about. Another one would be having, for a lot of professions, just exams to say, hey, I took this super hard exam. This is the score that I got. I know this subject very well. And you could even have maybe programs you take to help you learn how to take those tests. I mean, tests, that's not ideal for me. Portfolio shows someone's work over time versus just one day taking a test. But maybe a combination of the both, exam and portfolio. And there's a bunch of, and people might say, well, Trent, when you go to college, you take exams and you do work. But for me, it's all hidden behind a GPA sheet. When's the last time you showed an employer the term paper you wrote in college? You might pick one when you apply to grad school. Instead, and you have to spend the money. Like, you have to spend the money to so much more. It would cost so much less to just pay $100 to take a test or spend time putting a portfolio together. And you might, in order to do that, maybe you will take an online class here, a tutor there. Maybe you'll apprentice under someone. And you just create your education together in this way, doing it, I think, for far less of a cost and far less of a waste of time that's involved. So that's my rant, I guess. I don't mean to disparage anyone who's going to college, even people who are involved in colleges and universities. But if you are involved in a college and university, I say do soul searching. Do some soul searching. Do you feel comfortable being part of a system where people will get $100,000 in debt and odds are they're going to take a job where they make $30,000 a year and they'll be trapped under that debt for the rest of their lives or until the loan is forgiven? I would say do some real soul searching if you want to be a part of that. Maybe you shouldn't be. Or maybe you should try to be a part of something. And for me, it's like, well, Trent, you teach at a college. Right. As long as, and it's sad for me that there's some great people out there who would want to work at a diocese and build up the church, but they got to have a master's degree in theology. So until that changes, well, I might as well work for a place that I believe in where a person can get a degree without having to go through all the runaround of an in-person education. At least online, they can do it according to their schedule. They're less likely to end up in debt. So at least I see my role now, at least as an adjunct professor, providing the least bad option of someone getting a degree in a way that is works with their own time schedule and doesn't break their pocketbook. But I do think we should have a bigger conversation about moving away from the broken university system we have. A great book to read on that, to jog your thoughts on the subject, would be Brian Kaplan's book, The Case Against Education, Why the Education System is a Waste of Time and Money. Interested to hear your thoughts? If you agree, leave a comment below the video. If you disagree, leave a comment below. Like and subscribe. If you're listening on podcast, leave a review at iTunes or Google Play. And still check us out on YouTube. So that's always a lot of fun. You can do both. And then visit us at trenthornpodcast.com to help support us, to help the channel to grow. Thank you guys so much. And hey, I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit trenthornpodcast.com.